WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. College Station police are investigating what led to... I'm sorry, let's get the updated version of the script. We had missing children this morning, and we're hoping to get... Here we go. College Station police are investigating what led to two children being considered missing for 7 hours. The two brothers, aged 6 and 2, were reunited with their parents shortly before 1 this morning. A press release issued after 6 Monday said a family member had been taking care of the children when they were unable to locate them. Those driving the North Freeway in Bryan today begin 4 months of not having access to the William Joel Bryan Boonville on and off ramps. Construction of new ramps will take until next February. And if you've been caught in slow traffic going south on the freeway in College Station, the TxDOT office in Bryan says it could continue for another couple of weeks. The lane closure, which continues weekdays until 4 p.m., has backed up traffic before the Emerald Parkway exit. Early voting ends this Friday. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says this year's numbers are higher than last year's due to candidates.
Most individuals are not that interested in amendments, even though there were some city races on the ballot last year. It just seems they get out more for state and federal races.
Early voting ends this Friday. For information on when and where to go vote, go online to brazosvotes.org. Each of the last 3 years, more than 210 teachers have left the Bryan School District. That was one of the topics addressed at last week's local candidates forum from those seeking the at-large position on the Bryan School Board.
Roy Flores was asked what he would do to slow down the turnover rate aside from increasing teacher pay.
We need to learn how to keep our teachers. And what we need to do is we need to sit down and talk with them, find out what they need.
David Stasny says they're looking for ways to reward excellence in the classroom.
You're going to have teachers that are going to leave no matter what because of the spouses graduating from A&M or whatever the reasons are. There are some that one of the areas that we've got to do better at is minority recruitment and retention, and I have asked, and we've actually tried to do better at having a committee, a group of citizens and also staff that work with these people to try to make them feel more comfortable in our community.
Overall turnover in Bryan ISD has exceeded more than 400 employees each of the last 3 years, which is an average of 20%. Comments from all those participating at the candidates forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Registered voters in College Station are still being recruited to serve on a committee to develop recommendations for a bond issue a year from now. There will be 3 subcommittees, one exploring future facilities. Mayor Nancy Berry says that can include a city hall.
Not the Taj Mahal that was the $36 million addition from 2008, but decent, affordable office space.
Berry says there's space in needs in multiple locations.
There are public works, internal auditors, mm-hmm. or transportation people are at the municipal court building. Our police are out of room. They need additional space as well. The fire administration is over at the municipal court, too.
Application information is online at cstx.gov/committees. Other subcommittees will be addressing future needs in parks and transportation. The congressional midterm elections means the possibilities of new committee assignments and possibly new chairs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has been mentioned as a possible candidate to head the House Veterans Affairs Committee.
There are still a couple of names in front of me, actually 3 names in front of me. And so I think just in seniority, there's probably not a great likelihood to do.
Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, whose district includes Grimes and Madison counties, is interested in chairing the House Ways and Means Committee. WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 65 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
When you're deciding who to vote for as Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, you want someone who's experienced. That is Luis Garcia. He's a small business owner who values faith, family, and freedom. He's also got 8 years of experience as a constable and is dedicated to being tough but fair on crime. Your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 is Luis Garcia. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia Campaign. Johnny Yepes, Treasurer.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Warm weather continues today. We'll see some sunshine. Our temperature's up to about 85 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Cold front could lead to a shower or a thunderstorm overnight, 65. That front may trigger a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Temperatures near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows near 60 degrees. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance for a leftover shower, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor again this morning. Coming up in sports, Monday Night Football between the Dallas Cowboys and Washington Redskins. A long and storied history right there, and I'll tell you who came out on top. As well as some Aggies getting some stuff done, an accolade, I guess, going to an SEC Defensive Player of the Week for one of the volleyball players, and I'll tell you who that was. As well as the NBA season kicks off tonight and Game 6 of the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
All that and more coming up in sports.
Man, that NBA. Uh-huh.
I always pegged you for a big basketball.
Yeah. So did you hear any report? You know, they were going to play over the weekend a game that was going to be 2 minutes shorter or 4 minutes shorter. Did they do that, or did you hear anything about it?
Like basketball?
Yeah, in the NBA, yeah.
No, if they played it like this coming weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear anything about that, no.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I thought it was last week in the exhibition season.
Oh, okay, in the preseason. Practice?
No.
We're talking about practice?
Yeah.
Practice?
The idea they're, you know, it's.
Not a game.
Right. Practice.
Practice. I didn't hear about
it. Okay, because they were trying to come up with a way to shorten the broadcast time.
Oh, really?
But, I mean, it doesn't matter. As we talked about, I think, that day, the last minute of an NBA game takes like 15, 20 minutes to play because, you know, you've got to call a timeout after the ball's touched or whatever. And so, for a game that's supposed to move so quickly, at the end it gets to be such a chess match. But
well, I mean, if you really wanted to change things up, you would give the coaches fewer timeouts.
Sure, exactly. It seems like that'd be. But here's the problem: if you eliminate the timeouts, then you eliminate the opportunities for commercials. And then they went, oh wait, this may not
money.
Work. So that's what. Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So could there be a holiday that was meant for children that has been more taken over by adults than Halloween?
Was it meant for children?
Yes, of course it was.
Since when?
Originally,
no, it wasn't. No. When I was growing up, it was all about the kids.
Right, I know.
But yes, no, this is All Hallows Eve. This is for all the saints that didn't have their own day. They got this one, you know. They clumped them all together. It's kind of like a, you know, a giant school bus with saints inside it or something.
Anyway, exactly what I the holy rollers. There you go.
Yeah, oh, very nice. Excellent. Yeah. Now, so last week we'd mentioned that there had been this online company that had already packaged the Ebola Halloween costume,
mm-hmm.
featuring the hazmat suit that you could wear around the neighborhood while you're looking for candy. Well, yesterday word emerged that another online retailer called Brands on Sale is selling a sexy Ebola containment suit.
Of course they are.
Yes. This would feature a short white dress, a face shield, a breathing mask, safety goggles, blue latex gloves, all yours for only $59.99. And if you want the bright yellow knee-high rubber boots, you can pick them up for a little bit more. The company's listing says, as the deadly Ebola virus trickles its way through the United States, fighting its disease is no reason to compromise on style.
Of course.
No. The short dress and the chic gas mask will be the talk of Milan and London and Paris and New York as the world's fashionistas seek global solutions to hazmat couture. But that's not all they're doing. They also are doing sexy Catholic schoolgirl, sexy Girl Scout, sexy Tin Man.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. Have you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Sexy vodka bottle. along with rum or beer, sexy Red Riding Hood, sexy Snow White, Tinkerbell, or sexy Minnie Mouse.
We tried last year to come up with a few costumes that you couldn't turn sexy, because it seems like every costume, you just throw sexy in front of it.
Okay.
And you sell to
And it. Did you come up with anything?
Maybe Trashman? Just can't imagine slinging around
piles of fermented
leftover beef. Info.
Mation. Do they have like a Hillary Clinton?
Did he say that? No.
But now I'm wondering, with sexy Ebola nurse, maybe I was wrong. Maybe there is room for a sexy garbage woman.
I can't get past the Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry, but I can't do that. Oh, fat ankles and all.
Tim, everywhere I turn at Tom White Chevrolet, I see pink. Pink shirts, pink hats, and pink ribbons.
That's right, Bubba. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're doing our part to support the cause, from a local walk-a-thon to donations with each new Chevrolet sold.
It's the perfect time to wear pink and a better time to save on a new Chevrolet. With each new Chevy sold, we'll make a donation to breast cancer research, and you'll receive our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost, a free car wash, and a loaner car with service. All this with any purchase of a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy from Tom Light Chevrolet.
For worry-free ownership and TLC for your car, come by Tom Light Chevrolet. Now, Bubba, we need to talk about that pink hat.
Whoa, nobody touches the pink hat.
Join us to support the cause, Breast Cancer Awareness Month at Tom Light Chevrolet, on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, online at tomlight.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
See dealer for TLC package details.
Good morning, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're to the 28th of October, day 301, 64 of them to go. It's St. Jude's Day. It's Plush Animal Lovers Day. It's Wild Foods Day. Okay. Go out and find
What constitutes a wild food? Just something you can find in the wild?
Dandelions, yeah. For instance, you want to do a dandelion salad, I guess. That'd be something. I'm thinking plants, but, you know, I guess that could be animals, too. If you want to go out and kill a bunny today and eat it, this is the day for it. And it's National Chocolates Day.
Plural.
Yeah, don't know the difference. All right, for birthdays.
Birthdays today, we actually have quite a few of them. Frank Ocean is turning 27.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he's an R&B singer. Troyan Bilisario is turning 29. He plays Spencer Hastings on your favorite show, Scott, Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Guarini is turning 36. Of course, he was American Idol, the original one.
Uh-huh.
Was the runner-up to Kelly Clarkson. Joaquin Phoenix is turning 40 today.
Wow.
40 years of weird. So good for him. Matt Smith is turning 32. He's the 11th Doctor on Doctor Who. I don't know if there's a whole lot of Doctor Who fans out there. I know some people are religious about it. Dayanara Torres is turning 40. Of course, she was former Miss Universe, used to be a pal of Mark Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Trista Wren is turning 42. She was the original Bachelorette. So I'm sure my mom will take notice of that.
A big fan?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
Brad Paisley is 42 today. Country music singer Ben Harper is turning 45. Julia Roberts is turning 47.
Oh,
former Mrs. Lyle Lovett.
Yeah, so didn't like College Station.
Yeah, apparently, in that one movie. Yeah. Andy Richter is turning 48. Of course, he's the
announcer dude, right?
Yeah, the guy on Conan O'Brien's show that just—I don't know—he's there. Jamie Gertz is turning 49. She's been in a lot of different movies and stuff too. Lauren Holly is turning 51 today, and of course, Dumb and Dumber 2 is going to be coming out.
Can we wait?
I didn't know that her and Jim Carrey actually were married.
They were.
So that's neat. Daphne Zuniga is turning 52. Was on Melrose Place, was also Princess Vespa in Spaceballs.
Sure.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is turning 59.
Wow. There you go.
Annie Potts is
62. What do you get him for his birthday?
Bill
Gates? Yeah.
Yeah. You have to ask his wife that, I guess. I don't know. A Mac?
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
I don't know. Annie Potts is turning 62. Of course, she was on Designing Women. Bruce Jenner is turning 65.
Yeah.
Who knows?
There's no telling what he's turning.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a clue. Dennis France is turning 70. Of course, NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
And Charlie Daniels is turning 78 today.
And the Statue of Liberty,
128. Long may she reign.
Yeah, I guess so.
The truth and nothing but This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
50 years ago, Ronald Wilson Reagan gave his famous A Time for Choosing speech. And while the speech was given as an introduction for presidential candidate Barry Goldwater, more importantly, it launched a conservative revolution that would sweep this nation in years to come, inspired by Reagan's bold vision for America's greatness. Now, Reagan begins, "Now it's time we asked ourselves if we still know the freedoms intended for us by the founding fathers." And then he finishes by saying, "You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness." Now, the GOP could use that type of bold leadership, like Reagan, if conservatives have any hope of restoring a bright future for our kids.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley!
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Night, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find Roofer Girl at AggielandRoofingExpert.com.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
With canceled health plans, rising premiums, and devastating cuts to Medicare, Obamacare is the wrong prescription for Texas patients and families. Thankfully, we have Bill Flores standing up to Washington and fighting for us. Flores has fought to reverse Obamacare's cuts to Medicare and worked to protect and preserve Medicare for generations to come. He's voted to put an end to junk lawsuits, and he supports real health care reform, letting patients and small businesses purchase insurance across state lines, making health care premiums tax deductible, and focusing on wellness and prevention programs. On November 4th, vote for true leadership and real health care reform, and keep Bill Flores working for us. The Political Action Committee of the American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons, paid for and is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 317 Massachusetts Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C. 20002.
More optimism in the corner office. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. American business leaders remain upbeat. A gauge of CEO sentiment slipped by a fraction in the third quarter, but it remains near its five-year peak. 44% of the corporate leaders surveyed for the YPO Global Pulse Index expect to increase hiring by at least 10% in the next year. Just 5% foresee staff reductions, and sales expectations are even more optimistic. Video game fans who shop at Walmart will be able to get their hands on the new Call of Duty game a day ahead of gamers who shop elsewhere. Walmart will start selling Call of Duty Advanced Warfare on Monday, 24 hours before the official release on Tuesday. Walmart also announced it now sells certified pre-owned video games in about half its stores. And Walmart is apologizing after its website labeled a category of Halloween outfits as fat girl costumes. A lot of social media users were offended. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by David Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Of the many things that you read over the course of your day, a majority of them, if it has to do with health, is going to tell you you're not sleeping enough. Almost without fail, they all say that. Well, according to something called the Redomain Sleep Study, these are five things that will help you sleep longer. Doing yoga before bed adds about 64 minutes of sleep time. It also improves how well you sleep. Having a small child in bed adds 24 minutes, but it's also the thing that hurts the quality of your sleep more than anything else. So you sleep longer, just not as well. Being in a calm mood before you go to bed adds 24 minutes. Having your significant other in bed with you adds another 21 minutes. And having, shall we say, a cuddle before bed adds about the same amount as taking a hot shower before bed, about 6 minutes. Here's what's going to cost you. Being in an alert mood when you go to bed causes you to sleep 46 minutes less. Having a significant other who snores is going to kill you about 14. Having your cell phone charging next to the bed costs you 11 minutes. Watching a movie right before bed, about 10. And this one stunned me. Having a fan running costs you about 9 minutes of sleep. See, I can't go to sleep without the ceiling fan on. So before you tuck in tonight, consider some of these. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They sell gold and silver bullion. Actually, having physical bullion is a very important part of your financial portfolio. Some customers buy weekly, some once a year. They deal anywhere from $20 to hundreds of thousands of bucks. And while you're in there, check out their very interesting and unique jewelry. They're in the old Hurricane Harry Shopping Center, or you can find them online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 85 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. 65 tonight with a 20% chance of rain. Best shot at showers tomorrow is a 40% chance of showers, as they tell us right now. Winds out of the northeast at about 5 and a high temperature of 78. High tomorrow, 78. Tomorrow night, down to about 60 with a 30% chance of rain, and then we'll be near 80 and lows around 60 as we head right on through the weekend. In fact, I say that, but Friday night, it looks like we've got a low temperature of 53 degrees on Friday night, and then on Saturday down about 54, so pretty nice and cool there in the evenings. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 3, 90% relative humidity, and we've got 64.
Consistently working long hours and always striving for perfection takes a toll that's probably not worth paying. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider.
When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called The Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com, a service of Strand Media. The definition of personal growth has changed somewhat in just the last few years.
You know, there used to be a time when self-growth meant spiritual growth. In our world today, growing means achieving and perfecting. And if you're always focused on perfecting yourself, you can't live within your own skin with comfort.
Dr. Arthur Sierra McCauley, author of the book Performance Addiction, says those people are never comfortable in their own skin because they're always in pursuit of perfection.
They're so afraid that if they're not performing, that somebody else is getting ahead. They don't realize that when you relax the brain and when you relax your physiology and your immune system, you perform longer and at higher quality.
And that has been proven over and over again.
The people that are spending 14, 16 hours at work, I mean, the last 4 or 5 hours at work, if you were rested and you had a more balanced life, you could do that work in a half an hour the next day. So when you're performing all the time, you release stress hormones, and your brain doesn't function as well. You become a very narrow thinker, and you don't see all the variables you need to solve problems.
So how do you break out of performance addiction?
If you can start just by taking out some time to exercise and pay a little bit more attention to your nutrition, take a half hour off your work day and focus on the relationships in your life, I think you're going to notice that you're probably going to sleep better. And the next day, your performance, the quality of your performance will probably increase.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station police are investigating what led to a 7-hour search for two children. The brothers, aged 6 and 2, were reunited with their parents before 1 this morning. A press release issued shortly after 6 on Monday said a family member had been taking care of the children when they were unable to locate them. Early voting ends Friday. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen reminds voters to bring an approved photo ID,
which would be a driver's license, or an ID, passport, concealed handgun license, the naturalization or citizenship paper, veterans or military ID cards, or the election ID card.
Early voting locations are open from 8 to 8. For more information on where to vote, go online to brazosvotes.org. There is one contested race for Bryan School Board in this year's election. Both participated at last week's local candidates forum.
David Stasny says there have been improvements and there are examples to follow.
Neal Elementary, for example, which is a high-performing school that has a lot of low socioeconomically status students, they've done an excellent job. They just find ways to make the parents feel welcome, and that's a critical need.
Roy Fuller suggested providing information to parents via text messaging in addition to the district smartphone app.
Being able to contact that parent with information on the progress of their student and what their what their homework is going to be. So when the parent comes in and asks a child, well, what homework do you have? And they say, oh, none, because we're testing this week. The parent can say, no, you have a test on Friday.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear from all who participated at last week's Chamber of Commerce Forum at the Bush Library. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's still time for registered voters in College Station to apply for a committee that will recommend what should be on a citywide bond issue next year. Mayor Nancy Berry says there are 3 subcommittees. One of them deals with transportation projects.
Mostly streets, traffic signals, roads to construct.
Another will explore future locations of city parks.
I would say we're growing, and there are parts of towns that are underparked, if you will. They're not close to parks, okay. And each part of the city has a park fund designation, and so I would think we could look at some neighborhood parks.
The third committee will investigate facilities, including a new city hall and police department. Application information is online at cscx.gov/committees. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has had his name come up to the chair the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Flores downplays the talk, noting there are three members with more seniority.
If for some reason these other folks in front of me wind up getting other chair positions, then I'd be happy to be the VA chair.
Committee assignments will change after next week's elections. Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, whose district includes Madison and Grimes counties, remains interested in chairing the House Ways and Means Committee as a way to expose wasteful government spending.
Swedish massages for rabbits, sea monkey, synchronized swimming lessons, teaching mountain lions to use a treadmill.
Former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan is also interested in the powerful position. Motorists on the freeway southbound in College Station will have another couple of weeks to put up with one-lane traffic associated with the Rock Prairie Road Bridge project. The lane closures, which take place until 4 p.m. each day, means a backup as far as before the Emerald Parkway exit. Some are exiting at Deacon and taking the frontage road, then returning to the freeway after Rock Prairie. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports the contractor is working as quickly as possible to finish what needs to be done to end the lane closure. And another reminder for those going north on the freeway in Bryan that the on and off ramps north of Briarcrest affecting William Joel Bryan and Boonville will be closed starting today for the next 4 months. Nurse Nina Pham will have to wait until her dog is out of quarantine before she can see him. While Pham has been cleared of the Ebola virus, Bentley remains under the care of veterinarians until midnight Saturday night.
The vets do not want to take any chances, and they don't want to create an opportunity for a potential breach in that system.
Sana Syed of the City of Dallas says Bentley is the first dog to be quarantined for Ebola, so veterinarians need to establish protocol for pets. Pham was released from the hospital Friday and is now immune from the virus. The dog has not shown any symptoms. Halloween night means the Vandals will be out instead of Ghosts and Goblins. East of Dallas, the town of Van will delay trick-or-treating until Saturday night. Mayor Dean Stone says it's because the undefeated Van High School Vandals football team is playing.
It's one of the most family-oriented towns probably around, you know, and yeah, we like football, but when you're winning, you really like it. I think sometimes changes are necessary, and it won't leave our town quite so vacant.
While City Hall has fielded numerous calls from complaining residents, the mayor says the move will accommodate more people for both events. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
35 years of experience when it comes to jewelry for just the right occasion. That's what David Gardner's has done for folks here in Bryan College Station and all over. Design has been one of the things that David's always enjoyed, and so you see those DG designs that he customizes, tweaks a little bit, changes so that they can be just what you're looking for. One of the first things that David ever did was the idea of a DG design, and then you could have the birthstones of the children added to a ring, and that was kind of a neat deal. There are other DG designs where David years ago took a pendant and then put earrings together that look like the center of the pendant and does necklaces like that. And so you could tell that it was a DG design, basic but also customized for you. And they've always been doing that kind of work, really almost since day one at David Gardner's, and still do so today. More designers than just David there, and also, of course, people who do that work for other stores, Roberto Coyne and names that you'll know, David Yerman, they have that as well. So whether it's a design that comes from right here at Bryan College Station or from far, far away, look in the display cases, and they'll probably have something to fit any budget. For a special occasion, David Gardner's, they're at 911 University Drive.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
There has never been a better time to shop Amish furniture for generations than right now for their huge bedroom floor model sale, featuring best-selling Amish builders like Schwartz, Schrox, Miller, and more. Find up to 40% off select bedroom floor models and 10% off new orders. That means remarkable savings on exquisite, handcrafted, solid wood American-made bedrooms. You don't want to miss this spectacular bedroom sale at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road in Bryan.
It's 641, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sunshine and warm today. Temperatures will make their way up to 85. A frontal boundary will bring us clouds tonight. May set off a shower or a thunderstorm, 65. That front results in clouds tomorrow. The chance for some showers and thunderstorms will certainly take the rainfall. Temperatures near 80. Maybe a leftover shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night near 60. Thursday should be partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower. Highs Thursday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Colt McCoy. I think a lot of people around this area will recognize that name. Well, he was back in Texas last night. This time he was playing for the Washington Redskins. And I'll tell you just how well that he did against the Dallas Cowboys last night. As well as World Series is going to kick off again tonight for Game 6. San Francisco leads 3-2. And the NBA season also kicks off. And Scott is super excited about that. All that and more coming up in sports.
That's right. Now, we did this yesterday, and this is the second day in a row. How perfect can a world be when you mix sports and politics? Because yesterday we were talking about the domestic violence NFL situation and whether or not there should be hearings on that. Now comes the commercial for Ed Gillespie. Now, you don't know who Ed is, but Ed is running for the United States Senate in Virginia. Here is his commercial.
And I approve this message.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has a bill to force the Redskins to change their name.
Yes!
Mark Warner refused to answer if he supports the bill or not.
Uh-huh.
Why won't Warner fight the anti-Redskins bill? Why won't he answer the question?
I'll answer the question. I'll oppose the anti-Redskins bill. Let's focus on creating jobs, raising take-home pay, and making our nation safer.
Let
the Redskins handle what to call their team.
Whoa! which I tend to agree with, I think.
All right.
Now, but that did bring tweets, like from one lady who said, I guarantee you Ed Gillespie would get a lot more votes if he promised to get rid of Dan Snyder, who's the owner of the Redskins. Anyway. There we go. For the second day in a row, we're able to mix politics and sports. Meanwhile, in South Dakota, the Senate race took kind of an odd turn yesterday as the Democrats found themselves pointing fingers at each other.
Which
might be an indicator of where that race is going. Republicans continue to have the overall edge, but they're very close races in a number of states. Anyway, what happened is the Senate Democrat, his name is Rick Whalen, accused his own party of sabotaging his campaign for the U.S. Senate. He says his own people are doing that to him.
Hey, I've seen House of Cards. I know what happens.
You're exactly right. That's, yeah. Somebody's liable to get pushed in front of a train. Oh, it's a spoiler. That's a spoiler. Well, no one knows.
Maybe they do.
Yeah. Texas Tribune, UT poll. Greg Abbott, 54%. Wendy Davis, 38%. Unless you ask Wendy Davis at a taping of The Daily Show last night.
Oh, really?
In Austin. The Daily Show was in Austin last night. You can catch the rerun probably, sometime today?
Why were they in Austin?
Because they knew they could be welcomed there warmly.
Oh.
Don't you think that pretty much is
Wendy Davis.
That's exactly right.
I figured, I mean, she'd be right up their alley, right?
During the taping of The Daily Show in Austin, Jon Stewart asked Wendy Davis whether she'll lose her state Senate seat after Election Day, drawing a sharp response from the candidate, who's behind in the polls. I'm going to be governor, Jon! Drawing, of course, loud applause from the friendly crowd inside the Zach Theater? Zach, there's the theater name for you in Austin.
Apparently.
Okay.
Well, I guess I need to... I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Similarly, Davis was emphatic when Mr. Stewart suggested that Texas is not becoming any more competitive for Democrats, despite the buzz about it flipping blue. Well, it ain't flipping blue. She said, it's on the way. It's really on the way.
It ain't flipping blue.
Oh, she just—I mean, really? They're passing out Kool-Aid in the aisles, and she's going, "Oh yeah, we're all going to be Democrats."
She just, not even looking at her topics that she's going to be talking about, or the different things that she's wanting to implement for the state. Just if you just listen to her, just looking at it from a public speaking standpoint,
right?
Does she not sound robotic as all get out? Maybe that's just me.
Well,
but
no, I believe what she is trying to, of course she knows she's not going to win. I mean, that's crazy. Now, you don't go out there, well, unless you happen to be the Libertarian candidate at our candidates forum last week, where he said he didn't have a snowball's
chance.
That was
hilarious.
It was. But, she's down by a lot of points no matter what. But the thing is, she is raising her profile. And I think that's the deal.
I think money for Democrats.
Right. Now, I believe, and it's probably right, she's going to have trouble within her own state Senate seat getting that back. But that's okay because she'll be taken care of by the Democrat Party. You know, she is a face of the future as far as they're concerned. You know, if they win the White House again in 4 years, maybe she'll be, in 2 years, she'll be there as Undersecretary of Gratifatus or whatever, you know. So I think she's going to get herself a gig in D.C.
Well, I think that's where they got themselves into trouble. The Democratic Party, or the Democrat Party, she had one issue. She stood, and she did well on that. But then they foisted her up here because they didn't have any other.
That's the reason they didn't. She's
a lightning rod.
She got a TVQ. Okay, tell me the last time a Democrat even had a TVQ in Texas, and so she did that, and they did the tennis shoe thing, and that's great, and she ran on that, but. You know, truth be told, Letitia Vandeput is a far deeper candidate, far more respected candidate. I mean, she's guaranteed to have a gig. I mean, she'll keep her Senate seat even if she doesn't win the lieutenant governor's race, which she probably won't. But not so much for Wendy Davis.
Did you guys ever read the article that was in the Dallas Morning News a while back about her?
No, about Wendy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was basically just kind of talking about her backstory and how she was a single mom and worked her way and. Said it wasn't all just cut and dry like that.
I mean, there's no doubt that she has a story to tell, and I think that story was something
The fact that she was in politics to begin with means she probably had a story. Most people do.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the UT Texas Tribune poll says also that 67% of Texans are in favor of voter ID. 22% are opposed, and 11% don't know. So 67% say voter ID should be in place in Texas. And where was Rick Perry last night, you ask? Well, Rick got himself a good gig last night. He was speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library out there in California at the 50th anniversary of Reagan's A Time for Choosing speech, which Hannity mentioned today. And that was a tremendous movement for conservatism. And so Rick out there in California speaking yesterday for that, so. Good opportunity for him.
Did he remember everything he was supposed to say?
Well, I think he's learned from previous mistakes that he's not going to list three things. You know, if he lists three things, he's liable to be in trouble. Two, he can handle. Three, not so much. Hello?
That speech is available online at the Reagan Library website. I listened to it yesterday, and it rings as true today as it did in 1964.
Oh, very good. All right, we'll go have a listen to The Gov. It's 6:49.
How important is it to share your life experiences with your kids and future generations? This holiday season, Frame by Frame and Two Video offers Life Portrait, a professionally produced documentary video about you. Filmmakers John Franklin and Greg Phelps bring their years of experience to tell each unique and personal story. Contact Frame by Frame and 2 Video at 979-690-6956. That's 690-6956. Life Portrait, preserving your life story.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When you live in the city, you don't get a lot of privacy. You'd like to use your backyard, but you're staring down the nostrils of the neighbor's Great Dane. What options do you have for a little seclusion? What plants might come to your rescue? When you're looking for privacy, the topic of our program today, I'll be back with details right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf grass and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. If you're looking for privacy, the first decision needs to be how tall the plant needs to be. There's no point in planting a 20-foot shrub when all you need is 8 or 10 feet of screening. How can you measure? Well, have someone stand where you'll be planting the shrubs. Have them hold a piece of PVC pipe. You stand on your patio or pool deck and then mark on the pipe where the line of sight would have to be blocked. All you have to do then is find the best choice for the task. I'm going to start with some of the shorter plants and go up to the taller ones. Some of my favorites, Glossy Abelia. We've used this superior 6 to 8 foot evergreen shrub for generations in Texas. It's dark green. It graces its branches with small white bell-shaped blooms all season long. No pest problems. It's beautiful. Eleagnus ebengi. Now, you may be familiar with more spreading types of Eleagnus. This one grows into a taller screen, 8 or 10 feet tall. It has distinctive gray-green foliage, no pest problems, oh, and wonderful fragrance when it blooms in the fall. I'm still a fan of waxleaf ligustrum, even though they have had some winter damage in several years in my career, but they're still very good 8 to 10 foot shrubs, waxleaf ligustrums. Willow leaf holly is one of my favorites. I've used it at my home. It gets 6 to 8, maybe 10 feet tall. It'd take a long time to get to 10 feet. It's a showy holly. It bears large red fruit every winter. I like yaupon holly very much. The shrub form is standard yaupon. Most of the yaupons you see in nurseries have already been trained into tree form habits, but your nurseryman can order container-grown shrub form yaupons for you if you like that fine textured look. Marinelle holly and the other red hollies that have come along from it, and for example, Oakland holly is one of my favorites of the tall hollies for screening shrubs. Nellie R. Stevens, my absolute favorite holly. It'll get 12 to 15 or 18 feet tall, 8 or 10 feet wide. It's evergreen, beautiful red berries. It's absolutely fabulous. And so those are a few of the plants you might want to consider if you have access to the old-fashioned Chinese photinia, not red tips, but Chinese photinias. Those are great. You may have to grow your own. Those are some of the best screening shrubs. Plant them about two-thirds as far apart as you're going to allow them to grow tall. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, tree concerns that may or may not be justified. I'll have details, so until then, happy gardening.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
That's not right. Let's do that. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
We're good?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sorry. That was my fault. Go ahead. Push the button. Yeah, that's you're on.
I thought the music was right.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Texas A&M freshman libero Amy Nettles has been named the SEC Defensive Player of the Week for volleyball. The San Antonio Churchill product posted back-to-back career highs in digs and victories over Georgia and number 16 Kentucky. Nettles also became the first A&M player to receive the weekly conference defensive accolade this season. Amy and the Aggs hit the road this weekend to take on Alabama Friday at 7 in Tuscaloosa and Missouri Sunday afternoon at 3 in Columbia. Aggie football's November 8th game at Auburn has been set for 2:30 p.m. The Maroon and White, of course, will look to break out of a three-game slump this week when they host Louisiana Monroe at Kyle Field. Kickoff for that one is at 11 a.m. on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Two Texas A&M women's golfers are in the top 10 after the second round of the Alamo Invitational in San Antonio. Mariajosa Navarro sits in tie for 7th place in the tournament, 3 under par, while fellow sophomore Maddie Zarek is tied for 10th at 2 under for the tournament. The Aggies shot 6 over on Monday, bringing their 2-round total to 1 over, good enough for 5th place. The third and final round takes place today at Briggs Ranch Golf Club. Monday Night Football had the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Washington Redskins in Big D. Skins quarterback Colt McCoy, making his first start in 3 years, struggled a bit in the first half, but came back on in the fourth quarter to give Washington a 17-10 lead with about 13 and a half minutes to go. Cowboys starting quarterback Tony Romo went down in the third quarter with a back injury, leaving it up to backup Brandon Whedon to rally the team.
Back to throw, block from Randall. Wings it right. Whedon's all alone. 10-5. Pylon. Touchdown to the big man.
And that made it 17-all with 9.5 minutes to go. Romo would return later in the quarter, but couldn't gain any traction, and that would send the game into overtime. The Skins got the ball first, and they scored first.
40-yard attempt by Kai Forbath from the right hash to give the Redskins the lead in overtime. Pressway is the holder. Kick on the way. He's got the distance, and Kai Forbath delivers. 20-17, Redskins.
Cowboys would have one last chance, but they went a 4-and-out to end the game and Dallas's 6-game losing streak. Redskins won at 20-17. McCoy finished the game 25-30 for 299 yards and a rushing touchdown. For the Cowboys, Romo finished with 209 yards and a TD, despite suffering that contusion in his surgically repaired back. The boys dropped to 6-2 on the year, while the Redskins improved to 3-5. The World Series returns to action tonight, with the Royals hosting the Giants for Game 6 in Kansas City. San Fran holds a 3-2 lead and could put it away with a win tonight. Royals manager Ned Yost says he does expect the series to go 7 games, but he can't focus on that right now.
It felt like some sort of knee or elbow.
And that's not Ned Yost. Hold on.
Game 7 is not even in my mind right now. You know, we're going to win Game 6 and then worry about Game 7. You know, you can't think about Game 7. Even though I got a real strong sense in my heart that we're going to be in Game 7, but I can't worry about Game 7. I got to do everything I can to win Game 6 to get to 7.
Jake Peavy takes the mound for San Francisco, while rookie fireballer Yordano Ventura gets the call for KC. First pitch is at 7:07 at Kauffman Stadium. The NBA season kicks off tonight with all three of the Lone Star teams in action. The defending champion San Antonio Spurs look to defend their title when they host the Dallas Mavericks at 7, and the Houston Rockets hit the road for L.A. to take on the Lakers at 9:30. And on the ice, the Stars welcome the St. Louis Blues to Big D. The puck drops for that one at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
So you say you're too busy to work out. You've got kids. You've got a significant other. You've got a job. You're just too busy. Let me ask you a question. Do you have 2 hours a week? Now you by yourself, probably not so much in 2 hours a week, but you plus a personal trainer, you plus Ashley Bergen of Fit You can take those 2 hours a week and improve the quality of your life, lose the weight you've been wanting to lose, and just feel better about yourself. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
All right, here's our weather for today. We're going to have a little bit of a change coming up, but today our high temperature is 85, tonight 65, tomorrow 78 with a 40% chance of rain, and a low tomorrow night about 60. 65 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.